Start your day at Torreway, Northwest London, third day Cholomoid, 19th of Nisan, 20th of April. Abocha Menashe Ida, Af Hein Hoyu Be'usa Anais.
Everyone knows that the Issa of Chametz applies both to Noshim as well as Anoshim. It's a Issa that we all know. The Noshim are Mechoyev in it, like we are Mechoyev. It would seem posher to say so, because it's Mechoyev, it's a lav, and we know that all the lav in our Hishva, Ishva, Isha, Chol HaOinshin Sheva Torah. So, it would seem posher to say as over the Gemara in Pesachim, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, says that it's not so posher to say that Noshim should be Nichlal in this lav. Why? And I would need a Riboy to tell me that Noshim attack a part of it. Because, says the Gemara Azoy, Kol hahumi boyli l'rabis anoshim. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? What do you need it for? But the Rabbi Huda Marav nafka. Rabbi Huda Marav said a din. That says ishay ki yasmi kol chatsa adam. And we hishva kos of ish l'isha l'chol oinshin shavat Torah. Like we're saying that l'cher, it should be simple. That noshim are included in the lav of chametz. Says the Gemara, no. Sal kadat chamina hoil l'ksib l'isoychal al of chametz shivas yomim toychal al of matzis. We darshan kol sheyeshnoi bekum echol matzah yeshnoi v'al toichel chametz. There's a famous hekesh that we make from chametz to matzah. Anyone who's included in the mitzvah of matzah will be included in chametz and vice versa. So since we know that matzah is a mitzvah seish as man groma, so I would think that also when it comes to chametz, they should not be included. Like they're excluded from matzah, they should be excluded from the issa chametz. Therefore, says the Gemara Kamash Malon, I need an extra ribu of kol to tell me that they're nichlal in chametz. Once they tell me they're nichlal in chametz, then I know that behechlof they must be also included in matzah, and we should not say mitzah seish as man groma. So when I was learning this Gemara, I had shvet, why do we need to come on to this whole hekesh of kol? Why do we need to be marbe chametz from matzah? Why is the havamina that matzah should be potter? We know there's a Gemara in Pesachim later on. Gemara in Pesachim says, Daf Kuf Ches, Omer Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Noshim Chayvois V'Arba Koisis Halalu, She'af Hein Hoye Bo'is Hanes. So the Gemara Mem Gimel was happy to take on very posher that Matzah is a Mitzah Seish as Man Groma. But why do we not shtel to this Klal, like Rabbi Shuvan Levi was Mechadosh by Dalet Koisis? There's an Indian of Af Hein Hoye Bo'is Hanes, which is L'Choyra Mechayev. They were included in the Nes, Noshim were in Mitzrayim. So L'Choyra, the same way that Noshim were included in Mitzrayim, L'Gabe, Dalet Koisos, they should also be included in the mitzvah of matzah. So why does the Gemara not seem to want to take them like that? So I was very happy to see that Toisos in Arab Sochim, Laf Kuf Ches, on that Gemara, asks a very similar kasha, but L'Chora would be the same understanding. Gemara, the Toisos asks, we all know that Noshim are potter from mitzvah sukkah. We don't have any chiyav to sit in the sukkah. But he asks, Toisos asks, We just learned now Gemara. Rabbi Shulman Levi is Mechadash. Not only he is Mechadash in Megillah, he's Mechadash in Agabe Ner Chanukah. We should say the same thing by Sukkah. Sukkah, as we know, Noshim are potter. Why are they potter? Says in the Pasuk, Ki Basukkah say Shavti as Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean, Basukkah say Shavti? It's Kulam B'mashma. There was a Noshim there, there was Noshim there. Everyone was included. So why now are we going to go and say that Noshma Potter, we should be Mechayev, the Malzis Seba? The Chayr, what he's asking is the same kasha that I had Shvei on the Gemara in Pesachim Mem Gimel.
What
Nes was it? By Sukkos, he says, Ki Basukkos he Shafti, it was Kulam B'mashma, everyone was in...
I know, but what Nes? You want to say, Afhem, it's a Nes. What Nes? You mean the Ananim, maybe?
That. Yeah. They, however you type up Sukkos was over there.
Yeah, they just built Sukkos, it was hot.
So maybe that's the answer to learn that's talking about Ananya covered that was there. So, but he says that they should all be included in the mitzvah sukkah. Taisa says a big yisai. Taisa says that it's different. The mitzvah sukkah is different to the mitzvah of Dalet Koisos. Why is it different? Because Hosam Ba'asei Deiraisa. The mitzvah sukkah is mitzvah deiraisa, like we know. Arba Koisos is the Rabbana. So by Arba Koisos they were Tiknu Gam L'Noshim Kiven Shahoyu Ba'ois HaNes. That's what the Lashon of Tosfos is. That Sukkos is different. Sukkos is Deraisa. Masha Inkein, when it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Koisos, the whole thing is Derabon. And we can start telling two Svaros of Afein Hoyu Ba'ois HaNes. L'chore Pshat is that when it comes to Deraisas, the regular Klal of Deraisa, as we know, there's Klalim. There's Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma. Sukkos is a Mitzvah Seish. can't stel zu mitzvah seisha as man gromad. We can't start getting involved afin hoiba oisanes in a matzah where the regular ways to take the track of a deraisa. Ashenkin, when we're dealing, when the whole mitzvah is only geboy under the rabbanon, we can start stelling zu, okay, the same rabbanon who were masakin the mitzvah, they can start saying, no, maybe here we should start stelling zu a svara of afin hoiba oisanes, let's include them as well. So l'chayre from this Gemara would seem all very good, that what we wanted to ask from our Gemara and Pesachim of matzah is not shvet, because matzah is a deraisa. Everyone knows matzah is a deraisa on the first night. So we wouldn't include them else. Afin hoi bo'isanes, afin hoi bo'isanes. Doesn't apply here, the svara won't apply here in the mokim for deraisa. But l'maisa is still shvet, because the Gemara in Megillah brings down this same Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He brings down Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayvayis and Mikra Megillah. This is the Makar that Noshim Achayv and Mikra Megillah. It says again, Sha'afin Hoi Bo'is Hanes. Toysis over there asks, Bamba Kasha says, Toysis Gabe Matze, Yesh Maksha, Lomali Hakesha, the Chol, that she Yesh Noi Bebaltoi Chachomets, Yesh Noi Bekumachal Matze. We know, everyone knows there's a Hekush. The Chomets is the Machayv of Matze. Why do you need to be mechayev matzah by coming from chometz? Tepek lemi tam shehin hoye ba'is hanes. L'chayra Toys is asking the same kasha that we asked in Pesachim, and he asks it from matzah gufa, even more shver than sukkah. See, Toys is taka answers in the first teretz. Yesh lema mishum hay tam lemechayev elam adarabonon. He answers like we want to say in Pesachim that the whole inyan of afin hoi bo'is hanes is not shaykh but the raisa, and therefore the teretz is a non-starter, the kasha is a non-starter. However, here is a big chiddush, because there's another teretz of Tosfos. Tosfos brings down from someone called Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim teretz, the sol kadatach lemifterim exir shava to the tesvav de chag asukos, kad perish ve'ele oivrin. Tosfos says, be'etzim, this is how I understand Tosfos is saying that be'etzem, we could say afin hoi bo'is hanes, but it won't work if it klapei matzah, because matzah, we always know, is hukash to sukkos, tesvav. So once we know that sukkos is not included in afin hoi bo'is hanes, we don't shtel to that sora, it's not part of the, and we know that nashim ha'potah, so we'll shtel it to back to matzah and say that matzah, they won't say it, and that's why we need to come on to the original hekesh of kol sheyeshna ve'bal toich chometz, yeshna ve'kumachal matzah. But chayre, this is very, very shver. There's two big kashas going on here. The first kasha is that why was Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim not happy to just answer like what we said, midrabonim? It's a midrabonim, it's a raisa. L'chayre, he seems to change. Why was he changing? Why was he not happy to learn like we understood before, that when it comes to Darabonon, afin hoi bo'is hanes is not shaykh? Nochmeshva is, he says that the whole reason that we can't say afin hoi bo'is hanes is because we know it from Sukkos. But Sukkos gufa, if he's happy to learn by matzah, you could say afin hoi bo'is hanes. L'chayra, we should say the same thing by Sukkos. Why is he being mechalak between Sukkos and matzah? So I wanted to suggest that maybe there's a chiluk between how Rabbi Yosef Ishu Shalayim understood pshat in afin hoi bo'is hanes to how Tosfos answered it previously. You have to be makdim, there's a machloikas in the Rishonim, what does it mean afin hoi bo'is hanes? What exactly, how much were they part of the nes? What was the nes and how much were they part of it? There's a famous machloikas here, it comes up in this Tosfos, comes up again that Tosfos in Pesachim. The Rashbam says, "Afin hoi ba'is hanes, ikah hanes hoi al yadam." The main thing of the nes of whatever happened was through the Noshim Sidkonias. However, it happened. When it came to Megillah, when it came to Purim, was through Esther. Came to Chanukah was through Yehudis. And same thing, he shtels to the Tosfos Pesachim shtels to that in Mitzrayim, the Noshim Sidkonias were the reason that we were Yotz Mitzrayim. That's what it says in the Gemara Saita Yudalef. And therefore, the Rashbam is happy to learn pshat in afin hoyeva oisa nes means ikah hanes hoyal yodam. They were the main players of the nes. However, Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Tosfos learns differently. He says afin is a lashon that they're toffel. They're not one ikah. They were also included. They were also part of the Mitzrayim. Tosfos is mechadish that they were also part of the Shiva Mitzrayim. It's a big chiddush to say that they were part of the Shiva Mitzrayim. It's not necessarily so clear to say as I'm aware in other places that they weren't necessarily in the Shiva Mitzrayim. But Tosfos says in all the Nisim they were part of Lahashmid Laharag, they were part of the Gezeres Yevanim Mechanika, they were part of the Shiva Mitzrayim. So we find here this machloikas of what, how much of a part did they play in this nest? Were they the Ikka or were they just tfeilis? Were they just on the side also included? Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim had a different understanding in when we say Afein Hoya Bais HaNes. Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim understood, like the Rashbam, he understood that Ikka HaNes Hoya Al Yodam. That when, what does it mean Afein Hoya Bais HaNes? Ikka HaNes Al Yodam. Do you know why Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim didn't have Shveh Sukkos and he was more than happy to learn Sukkos, but when it came to Matzah, he thought differently? Is because Sukkos, no one will tell you that Ikka HaNes Hoya Al Yodam. Like we said, they were just included in the Nes. There, there will not be a Mechayev of Afein Hoya Bais HaNes in the Makom of the Raisa. Masha Inkein, when it comes to Matzah, he understood like the Rashbam, Ikka HaNes Hoya Al Yodam, they were starker part of the story, they were the main part of the story. And therefore he wants to say that here we'll say by Matzah there'll be a shtark atzad to Afein Hoya Bais HaNes. Therefore he has to come on to Tesvav from Sukkos and tell me, no, Sukkos there's this Gzeira Shavah of Tesvav. Sukkos I don't say so, Sukkos there's no tzad. I'll say the same by Matzah. So basically what I'm saying is that when you see that the Ikka HaNes was Al Yodam, there'll be a tzad to be Mechayedem and Mokim Deraisa, which is different to how Tosfos said. Tosfos said there's never a tzad neged deraisa. You may say Mehech Tesa that we should say Azazach. Why should we say that this Afein Hoya Bais HaNes should work neged deraisa? L'chayra, the svara we said before is more mustaba. The svara is that when it's a derabbanon, the rabbanon can decide what to do with it. When it's a deraisa, how can Afein Hoya Bais HaNes, which is only a svara, come and get involved in a makom of deraisa? I want to shtel tzur. There's a briskerov in Erechin, in Stencil, brings down a Gemara of, that says, Hakol Mechiyavim Mikra Megillah. And the Brisker Rav actually clears a Chakira. What does it mean? What's the Gedah? How would they, when Chachamim came with his Af Ein Hoya Bais HaNes, what's the Gedah Advarim? How were they masakin it? Not for what reason? How were they masakin it? So he says, Yashlachko, is Pshat the Af Ein Hoya Bais HaNes? Is, let's say we'll call it Miklolei HaMitzvos. We usually have comes a mitzvah sase, then there comes a mitzvah sase shazman groma. Chacham were masakin, okay, mitzvah sase shazman groma. No, if they were included in it, let's put them back in the picture. It's all Miklolei HaMitzvos, it's an old din, it's part of how we sort out the chiyuv of noshim legavei mitzvos. But he said there's another tzad, the other way to learn is it's a new din. It's a new din that because Afein Hoya Bais HaNes, it made them into a new separate din, no shaychus to whether there's a mitzvah seish hazman groma. It's like a new mitzvah, it's like a new hischaivus, completely on its own, no shaychus to whether there's a mitzvah seish hazman groma, whether it's a mitzvah. The Maisa he wants to use this chakira, whether it's a new din or it's miklolei HaMitzvos, to answer a machloikas of the Bahagan Rashi. There's a famous machloikas whether Noshim, it's, once we know that Noshim achayav mikra megillah, can they also be moitzi and Noshim yidei chevasan? Rashi says, why not? They should zecha be moitzi, they've got the same chiyuv. Maisa we don't paskin azay because it's not covered tibet, but Maisa beside they should be able to be moitzi. Tois says Noshim can't be moitzi because we have a Mishnah that says that by Atuntum and Androgynous they can only be Moitzi Minoi, they can't be Moitzi Asha'ino Minoi. And Tosfos says, and the Bahag says that you can't, it can't be that Noshim are better off than Tuntum and Androgynous, therefore the Bahag paskins that they can't be Moitzi and Noshim, they can only be Moitzi other Noshim. The Briskerov is Machriya, that Pshat in the Bahag, who holds that they can only be Moitzi Noshim, other Noshim, must be because he holds it's Miklolei HaMitzvos. It's no special din there. So they're all in the same category and taka, they shouldn't be any better than a Tumtum and a Joygras. However, he says that Pshat in the, I think this is how he wants to learn Pshat, Pshat in the Rashi, who learns that they can be Moitzi, even a Noshim, what Mehecha Tesa, we just brought down, there's a, it's a Tosefta taka that says that tuntum an androgynous can be might see eshaina minam. Why should noshim be able to be might see anoshim? So he says, Mozain, he held it's a new din. If it's a new din, then we don't care that the generally noshim are worse off than tuntum androgynous. Because here it was a new din, it's afein hai baisanes, it came a new mechayev, we don't care what the general inin is. It's a nafkamina will be klape avodim. Generally we say avodim is hokash for isha, she got the same mitzvah as isha. However, this din of afein hai baisanes, that's only if it's miklale mitzvahs. If it's a new din, then the din was only said for klave noshim. So taka the Rambam paskins, that noshim, that avodim, only avodim mishachorim, I think the medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds, that it's a new din, the brisker of medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds a new din. Pshat, you have to learn, it's only a new din, kol kamo that we hold, that ikar neso is al yodam. Once we've been mechadish, if we're going with the mahalach of the Rashbam, we hold that ikar neso al yodam, then we can go be mechadish and say that it's a new din of afein hai ba'isanes. So the whole thing works for shitase. Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim, who came and said that from matzah we can be from matzah there'll be a tzad to say afein hai ba'isanes, is pshat, and it will even work negad deraisa. What do you mean? It's a derabonon, it's a svara. Why should it get involved in makom deraisa? Pshat is he learned like the Rashbam. He learned that ikar nes is al yodam, and they were the main people, the main causes of the nes. They were the integral part of the nest. And therefore, once you know that, then you can say, Muzayin, it's a naya din. It's a new din of afein haibayis, and it's a new mechayev. So it doesn't matter that generally we'll say that miklali and mitzvah doesn't work. Comes out that this is pshat, Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim, that we should, that is a big nafka. Ken Zayin here, I was thinking that maybe it's a nafka minna between Tosfos and Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim. Gufa in the Shaila, Tosfos learned it's the general klal of klali and mitzvahs. What, it shouldn't work negative deraisa. Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim understood that it's a new din, and taka, the same nafka minna between the briskerov could be also the same nafka minna between these two turutzim in Tosfos, that Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim will come out that even that Eved will be potter from Dalet Kosis or Mikra Megillah, however you want to say. Al Kaponim, I saw in the Bahag, when Tosfos brings down this Bahag, who hold that Noshim are not Moitzi Anoshim, he says, because Af Noshim Hoya Begit Zeres Lahashmid Laharag. So we see klar that he held that Muzayin, that it wasn't stark enough. So I thought maybe a shtickle smach to this idea. Al Kaponim, finish off. As Misha also nisim la veseinu v'gol oisam avdus l'cheres v'yigal oison v'karev v'bias gal tzedek v'mheirev v'meinu v'meinu.